Welcome to the 20th edition of HGF's Fashionably IP podcast. My name's Rebecca Field. I'm a chartered trademark attorney at IP law firm HGF, and I'm joined by my colleague Lee Curtis, who's also a chartered trademark attorney here at HGF.
Hello and Merry Christmas.
As you know, the Fashionably IP podcast has been developed from the success of the Fashion and IP LinkedIn group, which is run by us and now has nearly 15,000 members, including many of the leading IP counsel from across the world, both in-house and also in private practice. This podcast series finds inspiration from the subjects commented on in that group. If you are not a member of the Fashion and IP group, please do find it amongst the groups on LinkedIn and apply to join. Also, do not forget our Retail Plus IP LinkedIn group, which discusses IP stories in the retail sector and does often also touch on fashion. To be clear, this podcast is not legal advice, and if you have any queries on the points we have raised, please contact us direct at either rfield@hgf.com or lee@lcurtis@hgf.com. This podcast deals with maybe the hot topic of the year, artificial intelligence, or AI. We are going to talk about the impact of AI on IP law in the world of fashion. However, we firstly have to tell you a little bit about HGF once again. We appreciate that many of our listeners may have heard this all before, but for those who have not, we are sure that you do want to hear about HGF, even if just for a little while, especially now we are getting to the end of the year and the holiday season.
So, HGF. Well, HGF is one of the leading IP firms in Europe. We have offices in the United Kingdom, the Republic of Ireland, the Netherlands, France, Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. We manage the IP portfolios of many of the world's leading companies and can do all things IP, whether that is clearing your IP, registering your IP, or indeed enforcing your IP. Now back to Rebecca, fashion, and AI.
Thanks, Lee. So in this 20th podcast, we are going to be discussing the impact of AI on IP law in the world of fashion. So Lee, let's start with a definition. What exactly is artificial intelligence?
Thanks, Rebecca. It's surprising for a concept that has been so much discussed this year that there doesn't appear to be any agreed definition of exactly what artificial intelligence actually is. Artificial intelligence is often mixed up with simple automation. However, Rebecca, as I work and live in Manchester, I thought I would start off with the famous Turing test. Now, the Turing test, originally called the imitation game, was devised by Alan Turing in 1950 in a paper entitled Computing, Machinery and Intelligence while he was working at the University of Manchester. In very simple terms, Turing proposed that artificial intelligence can be deemed to have been creative if it can mimic human responses under certain circumstances. Now, the issue of mimicking, copying, or creating are important concepts when considering artificial intelligence and IP law. Can AI actually create any new IP works? Does it simply copy IP works? Should AI be recorded for creating IP? And who actually owns the IP that AI creates? So, Rebecca, we've tried to define AI. Maybe the next step is to describe how AI learns. To make an analogy with fashion design, how does an AI application learn its craft in fashion design? And are there any IP implications to how it learns?
Well, most AI applications would learn via combing various datasets, most notably the web. So in the case of fashion design, an AI application might learn how to design a piece of clothing by searching and viewing millions of photos of pieces of clothing. Now, this raises an IP law problem. The learning process for an AI application arguably involves copying those images. A number of AI application providers are subject of IP claims based on this process. Now, in the UK at least, there are various exclusions, at least to copyright law, for copying for private study, for example. Many providers of AI applications have argued that an AI application learns in the same way as a human. A fashion student, for example, samples and reads many books and publications, and indeed learns about past fashion trends, and that is viewed as perfectly legitimate. Why should an AI application be treated any differently under IP law? However, The exclusions in copyright law are arguably not far-ranging enough to allow the learning process for AI applications, and there have been calls for IP laws to be changed and updated. The question is, really, how far should these amendments go? We think that there must be a balance between allowing AI applications to learn and the legitimate rights of IP owners. This learning process also raises interesting questions about whether AI applications can create new IP works. Are they just copying others, or are they creating new works? This is a very important question in the creative world of fashion, especially as fashion is often based on old creations which are then simply reinvented. Is not AI working in the same way? So Lee, have there been any recent decisions on whether AI can indeed create a new IP right? And is there any divergence between laws in various countries?
Well, a key IP right for the fashion sector is copyright. A recent decision of the United States District Court for the District of Columbia upheld a decision of the US Copyright Office to refuse copyright protection in an artwork entitled A Recent Entrance to Paradise, which was claimed to be created by artificial intelligence. The refusal was on the basis that the work concerned lacked human authorship, which is a prerequisite for copyright protection in the US. This would suggest that copyright could not be owned in a fashion item created by artificial intelligence in the US. There is a different position in the United Kingdom. Under the Copyright Designs and Patents Act 1988, copyright can subsist in works which are created by a computer. So this suggests that copyright could subsist in a fashion item. Ultimately, the owner of such a work would be a human who controls the computer creating the work. But this act was written well before the recent rise of AI, and some have argued the definition is not good enough for the protection of copyright by AI. So in the US, it seems at least now copyright in a piece of fashion created by an AI application could not be protected under copyright law. But in the UK, that may well not be the case. So Rebecca, we now move on to another subject, the thorny issue of liability.
Yes, Lee, liability is a key question when considering the application of AI to the world of fashion. So if your AI application creates a work of fashion and it infringes the IP rights of another, who exactly is liable? Some have argued that AI applications should be given a legal personality and thus the ability to be sued. Now, this might seem fanciful, but companies are not people, and the limited company was given legal personality and can indeed be sued. However, the downside of this proposal is if you give AI applications legal personality, not only could they be liable, but they would also, on the flip side, have to be given rights. A company, after all, has rights before the law. Another solution is maybe to look back to Roman slave law. At the time of the Roman Empire, if your slave committed a crime, the owner of the slave was liable for that crime. However, a simpler solution can in our eyes be taken from existing IP case law. Under the various keyword advertising decisions, most notable in the UK and EU, the Google France decision, if a provider of an autonomous service in the case of Google France relating to their AdWords service were unaware of an IP infringement, then they are not liable. However, if they were on notice and did nothing, then they are liable. We believe that question of liability for AI applications should logically work in the same way. This would suggest that if the provider of an AI application in the fashion world was aware that their application was creating works which infringed the IP rights of others in a piece of fashion, or was on notice of such infringing activity, then they would be liable for infringement. So Lee, do you think IP law needs to change to take on board the rise of AI in the world of fashion?
I do not think that IP law needs to be radically changed to accommodate the rise of AI, and to a degree that seems to be the opinion of the United Kingdom government. However, some changes do need to be made, and this is particularly crucial when one considers how an AI application actually learns. AI applications to a large degree learn via copying other works which potentially have IP vested in them. Now, there are existing exclusions in copyright law, for example, to allow this, but they do not seem good enough for AI applications, which are fundamentally commercial operations. There has to be a balance between the rights of IP owners and allowing a potentially existing industry in the form of AI applications to grow. It's ironic that we are talking about the world of fashion here, which is an industry which takes previous works and reinvents them. That is arguably what an AI application is doing. However, there is a difference between simply copying and being inspired by a previous work to create something new.
Thanks, Lee. We hope that you've enjoyed our 20th Fashionably IP podcast, and more will follow in the months to come. Please feel free to share this podcast and rate it on the various platforms. Also feel free, if you have not already done so, to go back and listen to all of our previous podcasts. And also please do apply to join the Fashion and IP and Retail and IP LinkedIn groups. Thanks very much for listening, and I would like to wish all of our listeners a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Goodbye, and again, Merry Christmas.